50 years ago, on the 1st of May 1965, annual student festivities in Prague to mark the joys of spring culminated in the American beat poet Allen Ginsberg being declared Král Majálesu, the King of May. A week later, Ginsberg's visit to Czechoslovakia was cut short when the authorities labelled him an immoral menace and put him on a plane to London. But the Czech affection for the writings of the Beat Generation remains to this day. David Vaughan looks at some of the American writers that have captured the Czech imagination in the decades since the Second World War.
Interest in American writing goes back to the 19th century, with the first translations of Whitman and Longfellow by Josef Václav Sládek. But the origins of today's Czech enthusiasm for American literature can be dated to 1945, when it was American troops who liberated the western part of Czechoslovakia. With the communist takeover 3 years later, the United States became the enemy, and American writers, whatever their political hue, were looked on with official mistrust. To get an idea of the complexities of the years that followed, I went to see Richard Olehla, a scholar of modern American writing at Prague's Charles University.
There was a big difference between the attitude of the Czech authorities towards British literature and American literature, because American literature was the literature of the enemy, imperialist enemy, as they called it. So in the 50s, you had Angry Young Men in Britain, which were translated rather largely, I'd say. And at the same time, you had the Beat Generation, which was very left-wing, but at the same time was not really translated because it was the literature of the enemy. So what we had in the 50s was basically John Steinbeck, I'd say, because of the agrarian tradition of the American South.
And with the Beat Generation, was there also a certain prudery on the part of the communist regime? Because I know that the regime didn't really like literature that was too sexually explicit. This must have played a role as well, I should imagine.
Definitely. How it was translated, I think, in the 60s by Jan Zabrno, who was one of the most important translators of the communist era, together with Josef Skorecki. And of course, it caused a lot of controversy and uproar, I'd say, mainly because of open sexuality and, of course, homosexuality, because homosexuality was banned at the time.
And a book like On the Road, Jack Kerouac, it's almost part of the Czech literary canon, isn't it? Everybody's read it. There are certain American books that every Czech has read, and that's one of them. Why is that?
I think it's a symbol of freedom and liberty. You have to imagine that Czech people were not allowed to travel abroad for 40 years. And On the Road describes this lifestyle based on traveling, basically. So it did become a symbol of freedom and free moving, I'd say.
And there is actually a whole sort of school of Czech novel, isn't there, that has this kind of road movie element to it.
We had this sort of Czech underground scene, which kind of included everybody from street sweepers to university professors. And all of them were really interested in the symbol of American freedom and American literature. And when the translation came, it did become a sort of a Bible of modern fiction. So this is what happened, yes.
And an interesting thing as well, when you're talking about the Beat Generation, is of course that Allen Ginsberg famously came to Prague, didn't he, in 1965?
Yes, so we'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of his visit. It was, I think, an interesting visit for him because, if I'm not mistaken, that was his first time he travelled to the then Czechoslovakia. He took part in the student festivities related to the 1st of May, and he became the so-called King of May. He was elected king of the student Mardi Gras, basically. And he became a sort of public character, you know, at that time, which of course attracted the attention of the secret police.
Král Majáles je zvolen Allen Ginsberg!
He actually wrote a poem, didn't he, Allen Ginsberg, inspired by his trip here?
He wrote it on board of the plane that took him from Czechoslovakia, involuntarily, of course. He was expelled by the state authorities. And, you know, in the poem, he claimed to be very proud of becoming the King of May. And, you know, in his sort of free verse, he really elaborated on the topic. And I think for him, it was the clash between the authorities and the students, which was pretty much the topic of the hippie movement later.
And I am the King of May, which is the power of sexual youth. And I am the King of May, which is industry in eloquence and action in amour. And I am the King of May, which is the long hair of Adam and the beard of my own body. And I am the King of May, which is Král Majáles in the Czechoslovakian tongue.
A key figure in influencing which American literature Czechs read in during the communist period was himself a very famous novelist, Josef Škvoretský, who later went into exile, emigrated to Canada. What role did he play?
He was certainly the key figure in promoting American literature in Czechoslovakia. Josef Škvoretský was a writer himself. He published his novel Cowards in 1958, which caused a lot of controversy, and he had to leave his job in a literary journal called World Literature. And he became an editor in the publishing house called Odeon, which was the biggest publishing house in Czechoslovakia.
What did that mean in terms of what was made available to a Czech readership?
Well, the publishing house was, of course, owned by the state, and it was one of the few publishing houses in Czechoslovakia. And once you become an editor in this sort of system, you have incredible power over readership, because, like, you are the one who decides what shall be read and what shall not be read, of course. So Škvoretský's literary taste was really crucial in terms of what people in Czechoslovakia could read and what they could not read. The other thing was, of course, what the state authorities allowed him to translate and to publish. But, of course, the 1960s, in this sense, they were better than the 1950s.
Can you give a couple of examples of books that were published at that time?
He translated the works of Ernest Hemingway, for example, or William Faulkner into Czech, many of them, or a majority of them, for the first time. And one of his most famous translations includes Warren Miller and his novel Cool World, which is a very complicated novel in terms of language that Miller used. And Škvoretský translated it into colloquial Czech. The translation was immensely popular among Czech public, especially youth.
And there are certain books which are very famous, aren't there, in this country because of the translation. There's a particularly a classic translation. I mean, there's one, Hyman Kaplan is a classic example.
Definitely. You know, there's been a whole tradition of, I wouldn't say underdogs, but kind of mainstream authors in the US that became sort of cult authors for Czech people. One of them being definitely Leo Rosten and his series of books about Hyman Kaplan. But I'd also include On the Road on the list, because when you compare the situation in the US and in the Czech Republic today, basically all works by Jack Kerouac have been translated into Czech, and many of them have been translated only recently. So I'd say that the Beat Generation is still alive here, whereas in the US it's part of literary history and not really a very vivid tradition in modern American fiction.
Which brings me to the present day. And I mean, after the fall of communism, there was a huge boom in publishing American literature, and very much actually at the expense of literature from other countries.
Definitely. Even today, more than 50% of translations come from English. And of course, a majority belongs to US writers. I think that Czech people still have this kind of positive attitude toward American people and American literature, because for them it is a symbol of human freedom, basically. And of course, it's a bipolar view of the world, but this is what we lived in for 40 years. People really like Jewish American authors, not because they would be interested in the way Jewish community lives in the US, But because in a way, I think there is a certain connection in topics and in maybe style, maybe good humor or sense of humor, I'd say, that we share with them.
I mean, Woody Allen is just phenomenally popular here, isn't he?
He is. And of course, historically, he was one of the few filmmakers that could make it to Czech cinemas even before the fall of the Berlin Wall. So he did have something to build on. But you are definitely right. Woody Allen would be in the embodiment of this principle. And his style of humor, I think, has been very close to Czech people.
And where do we stand right now, looking to the last year or so? American writers have been published and are reaching broader Czech audiences.
I'd say the situation is pretty normal in terms of global readership. We do have recent translations, and sometimes it's really, I mean, the translations are published on the same day as the originals. For example, Dan Brown's books are published almost, if not weeks, then months after publishing the original English book. But we also have some big names being translated. Don DeLillo has been translated vastly. Thomas Pynchon will be translated now for, I think, fourth time or fifth time into Czech. And all works that have been awarded a literary prize, the Pulitzer Prize, for example, or have been shortlisted for such a prize, do make it into Czech translation eventually.
And finally, who's your personal favourite?
Recently, I have grown extremely interested in Philip Roth, in his works and in his visits to Czechoslovakia in the 1970s. It is only little known that Roth helped immensely Czech writers and established a book series with Penguin and published Ivan Klíma or Milan Kundera in English for the first time. So I'd say Philip Roth is today my favourite.
Richard Olehla, thank you very much indeed for talking to me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.